This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported, and all Father Matters programs and services are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Question, when was the last time you were at your dentist? That long ago? Well, we got to get in there because we have a special guest today, and I'm going to make sure I say this right. Cassandra Barrios. Did I say that right, Cassandra?
Yes.
From Bilo Dentistry right here in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's going to share us the importance of not only us as adults getting our teeth clean, but our kids, because she's got some slamming information, and with the summer coming up, this might be the time to get this done. Cassandra, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into Bilo, that's B-I, what's that, slash low,
mm-hmm.
dash low, dentistry. Tell us a little bit about, well, your dad, it started with your dad, founded Bilo Dentistry, right?
Yes, correct.
Tell us about your dad.
Yeah, he had the business, well, he was in dental for his entire life.
Yeah.
He opened this office back in the 90s, so it's a clinic that has been open for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did have a lot of health problems, passed away in 2013, and so I stepped up and took it over. And, yeah, we've just been managing it and trying to move forward and growing and all that stuff.
And doing a great job, by the way, should I say. How was it for you when you realized you had to take over Dad's business?
A little overwhelming because I actually had just had a baby.
Okay.
Like a month before.
Okay. Were you already working at the office?
No, because
wow.
I what happened? I had the baby in July. He passed away September. And then I took over the business in January.
Wow.
So I at least had that little bit of a break.
But you had to hit the ground running.
Oh, yeah.
Cassandra, again, thank you for coming. One of the seriousness of being here. We've got a lot of our community whose kids are not seeing a dentist. How important and how soon should we get our infants in to see you?
Well, as soon as they have teeth. You know, that's a really, really big problem in our community, is that there's not enough education on dental hygiene. And it's very important, especially for young kids, to get a good dental hygiene routine, because eventually that can negatively affect them in the future. So,
and well, what I love about this, because some people probably say, oh, dentists, they're thinking dollar signs and all. What I love about you and your family, you work with low-income families as
yes.
well, access. Tell us a little bit about that. How can
yes.
people qualify? What would they have to do?
Well, the thing is, no matter where you go, dental is going to be pricey, you
mm-hmm.
know. But we give the lowest prices possible, you know. We don't charge an arm and a leg for the work. We'll charge you the minimum that can be charged, you know, cover the expenses,
yes.
cover the doctor, and then as long as the patient is being cared
yeah.
for. And yeah, we accept all access plans. We accept Mercy Care, Mercy Care Advantage, Phoenix Health Plan, Maricopa. We love working with access patients because that's where we get a lot of our kids, a lot of people who really need help with their dental. And
We see a lot, you know, the radio show is just one thing that I do, but, you know, we provide the parenting and the service and stuff that we do. I was sharing with you before the show started. I can remember, it's been a few times, but I can remember this one customer. She came in and her little son was probably 2 years old. He was sitting in the chair drinking a whole can of Mountain Dew. Like, what should we not be doing when kids are that little with the foods and soda pops and all this stuff?
Soda pops, definitely staying away from it. Flossing is... that is something that people overlook all the time. And flossing is something that can not only save you lots and lots and lots of money,
yes.
it will save your teeth in the long run. Like,
but see,
incredibly.
But if we are, as adults, are not flossing, we're not even going to let our kids, you know, we're not even going to really be reminding our kids. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and you have a picture, your photo, and it's important. for you to have your teeth cleaned? Every 6 months at least?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Yes, that is correct. Because naturally, you know, we use our teeth for everything. We bite things, we eat, we drink. So over time, we develop plaque or dirt and bacteria on our teeth that eventually can make us lose our teeth. We can just create horrible health problems from that. So it's very important to get cleanings every 6 months so the doctor can check up. He removes all the plaque and all of the areas that can't be cleaned with a toothbrush, because especially near the gum line, you can't reach that. The dental floss and the toothbrush doesn't reach that. So getting that cleaning every 6 months helps you not only maintain your teeth, but have healthy teeth for your whole life.
That's right. And what we need to realize is our smile, our teeth, is our business cards.
Mm-hmm.
People
exactly.
don't realize that. And people are like, you know, looking at that. And what I love is it's open. You're bilingual, Spanish and English.
Oh, yes. And then we also have a doctor that's Vietnamese.
See, I mean, it's just open. And tell us about your x-rays. You provide free x-rays?
Yes, we do provide free consultation. We never really charge the consultation. We only charge the x-ray. I mean, we're not going to charge an extra charge just for the doctor to see you, which most offices will charge you an exam fee. And we just were like, no, it's okay. Your first three x-rays are free. And then, you know, if you want a full mouth, if you want to get a full checkup, we'll charge you the x-rays then. But it's not anything out of this world.
How important is it to treat cavities?
Whew, super yes. important.
What is going on with this?
So what happens with a cavity is, let's say you leave the fridge open,
okay.
right? You leave the fridge open and then all the food goes bad. That is what's happening every night when people don't floss. And that food that gets caught in between the teeth, it's like that food that goes bad in the fridge. It creates a bacteria that eats away at your tooth, and it just eats away and eats away and eats away and eats away until it reaches the nerve of your tooth. And then once it reaches the nerve of the tooth, it either has to be pulled or you have to get a root canal build up in crown, which ends up being a little bit more costly because it is major work.
Right. And people are saying just getting your teeth clean, they're thinking, oh, that's expensive. It's more expensive when you don't do that stuff.
Oh, yeah. We charge $69 for a cleaning. Imagine $69 every 6 months. That's nothing.
And people spend more than that. They're going to ball games and clubs or
mm-hmm.
whatever the stuff.
Instead of
doing.
Going out to a club one weekend, save your money and go get
exactly.
cleaning.
Well, it's true. We both laugh and giggle, but it's true
yeah.
because we don't know what the leakage in our mouth is causing. It affects your liver, your kidneys. It's more than just your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
The health of your teeth. When your teeth are going bad, your body is going bad.
Mm-hmm. And it's not only the teeth. In order to have healthy teeth, you have to have healthy gums. So that's why I talk about the importance of flossing, because your gums is where the bone is,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So that is what's holding on to your teeth. That is the strength. If you're not brushing morning and night, if you're not flossing and taking care of those gums are going to just start to recede and get smaller and smaller. And the bone, you're going to start having bone loss because all the bacteria is just growing and growing and growing, and you're not putting a stop to it. So, I mean, dental can be costly once you get to the major work. But if you stop things where they are.
Prevention.
You say, like me, you know, I'm pretty young. I went to the dentist. I was afraid of the dentist, like
okay.
no other
like
one.
Like most people
young. Like most people.
Keeping it
I
real.
Was terrified. Like, I, horrible, horrible. I mean, my dad had a dental office. They had to send me to a specialist. I was that bad.
How about that?
Yeah. And then when I was older, the fear went away, and I went to the dentist. I had 13 cavities. It was
wow.
horrible. I was, like, so embarrassed. Oh, my gosh, really? And if you look at the x-rays, if you, prevention. You get those cavities filled, you won't have problems. You brush your teeth, you floss.
Right. Because
if I would have let those cavities go, it would have turned into a root canal, a crown, which is pretty expensive,
yes.
you know?
And painful.
And very painful. I've had people come in who are, like, in pain where they can't sleep, they can't eat, they can't drink water because the pain is all the way to their head, to their toes.
And when you ask them, and they use a whole bottle of aspirin before they say, I better go to buy low dentures.
Mm-hmm.
You asked them, why did it take you so long? What did they say?
You know what? a lot of them don't really have an answer. They're like, I know I've been bad. And I'm like, well, we all have our things, you know. Sometimes we procrastinate on homework, on our dental, on going to the doctor. But if we can get in and stop things where they are and go forward with maintaining a clean mouth, then they'll be fine for the future. But it's all about taking action.
And that's what I appreciate and love about your office, your Bi-Lo Dentistry, because you're willing to help people. Because for truthfully, reality, a lot of people just can't afford it. It's rent or dentistry. It's food or rent. It's rent, food, or bus fare. And we're going to get into that after that, right after this commercial break. You're listening to The Father Matter Show with Van Sims. And today's guest is Cassandra Barrios. Did I say that right?
Yes.
From Bi-Lo Dentistry. We'll hear more from Cassandra after this. Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. Today's guest is Cassandra Barrios from Bi-Lo Dentistry. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now. I'm looking at all you guys hanging out in the front of the doctor's office. Tell me a little bit about the staff you have working with you.
So we have a really great staff. They worked with my dad, and they came with me and have stayed with me and have helped. And they've been a really great staff. The doctors are very professional. Dr. Noble, he is one of our doctors, one of our main doctors, and he is very gentle. I have a needle phobia. Horrible needle phobia.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. I have a needle phobia. And when the first time he was going to do my dental work, I went in and I closed my eyes. I'm like, okay, doctor, you better be gentle with me because I am terrified of needles. And I closed my eyes and he's like, okay, done. I'm like, what? Okay. You're done? Seriously? He's like, yeah, I did it already. He's one of the most gentle people I've met with the needle. I've had to say that's one of his biggest yays.
So when we walk into the front desk, what's it like when I walk into your office? Because we need to get some people in here because they need to get their children checked. They need to get themselves checked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If the kids, if we can get kids to have a good dental hygiene routine at home from a young age, they won't have any problems as adults.
You know what? This question just hit me. How important and how often should we change our toothbrush? Some people's toothbrushes will look like they didn't clean their shoes
every month.
Every 30, say it again. You didn't hear
every
it from
month,
me.
Every month.
Every month what?
You should change your toothbrush.
So what happened to this every 4 to 5, every 6 months? Tell me why every month. You hear that, Jeremy? Get on the microphone. You hear that sitting over there in the engineer booth? Every month, my friend, we should change our toothbrush.
I did not know that. I have to be honest with
every
you.
Every month to 2 months. It varies.
Jeremy, did you change your toothbrush this month?
No.
Did you change it last month?
No.
So we're both guilty. Cassandra, tell me why. What is going on with this?
Just because, every day you're brushing your teeth with the toothbrush, bacteria accumulates on there. For example, the Sonic Care toothbrush, it's one of those electrical toothbrushes.
Right, right.
And they have like a little carton that cleans it. It's like a UV light cleaner. Okay. But our regular toothbrushes that we use every day, they don't have those. So we definitely have to be changing our toothbrush every 1 to 2 months.
So at least 1 to 2 months.
Yeah.
And look, people say, you don't have to go get one of these $14 toothbrushes.
Mm-mm.
Especially since you're changing it. I look at it like this. The filters, I change the filters in my home every 30 days, on a 30 day.
I
get the most cheapest ones from Home Depot or Lowe's. Why? Because I change it.
Because you change it so often, there's no point in getting the good ones.
And I got a friend that'll sit there and say, no, Vance, I get the up to 90 days filter. First of all, you're not going to remember 90 days. And then by the time the 90th day comes,
the filter will be black with dust and
lint
and all that stuff.
And then they want to know why the AC is breaking down.
Yeah.
You know, change that. And then we also need to realize, break this down, because let them hear it from you. People get the flu, we get sick, we get viruses. What?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. We get the flu, we get sick, we get viruses, we have bacteria, we eat weird foods, we drink soda with tons and tons of sugar. All of that stuff negatively affects our teeth and get stuck in between the bristles of the toothbrush. And especially, I don't know if any of you out there ever have a toothbrush and you let the bristles kind of spread out like
that.
Yeah,
look like they'd clean their shoes with them.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. At that point, it's horribly needs to be changed.
So basically, you put toothpaste on a toothbrush that's full of bacteria and dirt already. Mm-hmm. So you're just keeping it, you're just going to work thinking, well, I brush my teeth.
Yeah. You go to the dollar store, you get one of those toothbrushes.
That's what I was going
to
ask you.
You just
Five packs.
Yeah, and those toothbrushes work great. I mean, honestly, I've used them. Yeah. So there's no problem with those. We give toothbrushes to our patients who maintain their regular visits every 6 months. They get free toothbrushes at our office, and you know, it's up to them to get the one in between.
Okay, so everybody's on this water purifier kick, my family as well, and everything's got to be clean. We're not getting any fluoride.
Yeah.
Talk to us.
Too much fluoride isn't good. So,
We're not getting any now with all this purified. Should we balance this off?
You know what? It's whether or not your dentist recommends that you need it. Sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. Fluoride is more of like a preventative to prevent cavities and stuff, but fluoride doesn't do all the work. If you're brushing and flossing morning and night, flossing right before you go to bed, and you really have no need for fluoride because you have your dental hygiene routine. Okay. You're maintaining it. So the fluoride is more of a preventative thing that they use for more like kids who aren't good with flossing, who don't brush at night, who that's mostly what the fluoride is used for.
I'm looking at your Facebook page. 5 reasons to brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. Look, she's cheating everybody. She's trying to look at her Facebook page.
5 reasons
but
keep them clean.
But
prevent bacteria.
But 5 reasons to brush your teeth. Seriously, kind of what you was already saying. Tell us a little bit more. It's important to brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah. It's very important. Because brushing your teeth isn't only brushing your teeth. You're brushing your gums. When you're brushing the between your gums and your teeth, you're brushing that inner rim that holds your teeth. And that right there is really important. And sometimes the toothbrush doesn't get that area. And so that's why it's so important to get the cleaning every 6 months. You know, some people come in and are like, oh, you know what? I haven't brushed my teeth or I haven't gotten a cleaning in 10 years and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It's not going to be cheap, but you need a deep cleaning.
Yeah. What's a deep cleaning? What's a deep cleaning?
So a deep cleaning is once a patient has periodontal disease. So
what is that?
Periodontal comes after gingivitis. Gingivitis is when you have your gums are a little bit red. It's just the beginning of like a bacteria forming in your gum.
Okay.
The step further is periodontal disease, right? This is when your gums start receding and we see bone loss, especially in the x-rays, okay? Once that happened, periodontal disease is something that never goes away. But like I was saying earlier, is if you go to the dentist and you stop it where it's at and you start your maintenance, you won't really have problems. I mean, periodontal disease is something that never goes away, so you have to be conscious of it and you have to definitely take care of yourself so that you don't lose your teeth. But it's if you keep your maintenance, if you're good about it, then, you know, most likely you're going to be fine with your teeth.
I said it earlier. Your smile is your business card, you know, and I'm just keep going back to the kids. And it's just so important. You know, you can have a kid that's in school that's not learning, and the teacher or someone might put this kid on Ritalin or something because they say they're not listening. And you can have no idea that that kid is in pain from, you know, not seeing a dentist, not having a teeth brush. And this is why I love your doctor's office, your dental office, because it's no excuse why not to go to Bilo Dentistry. I mean, do you also have payment plans as well?
You know what? We don't have low monthly payments. We work with people with payment plans, like, you know, every couple weeks do a payment, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks. We don't do low monthly payments anymore because we did have problems with people not paying back. But we do work with people. We're not going to, if you come in and you say, I have no money, we're not going to say no. Right. We're going to work with you, definitely.
And like I said, it's bilingual. You got your flyers and your information is in both in Spanish and English. Where are you located?
We are on 16th Street, just north of McDowell.
And what's your address?
1902 North 16th Street.
So if someone needs to get their kids or two, because there's a lot of people right now who don't even know where to start, and all these dentists, they just want our money. What's the phone number that they could get in touch with Buy Low Dentistry? And you got like a little special here that you're offering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we always do kids specials. We do kit, like, say that they don't have any insurance or they don't have access. We'll do kids cleanings for
$29. A $69 cleaning for $29. All the parents got to do is get them there.
Actually, we usually charge $89.
$89.
But, you know, we try to help people and we just charge $69.
What's your phone number?
602-253-3459.
And again, tell us your Facebook page, because while you're talking, I'm looking through your Facebook page. Everything you're saying and then some is on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got dental facts. You got all this stuff. What is your Facebook page?
We are just Buy Low Dentistry. On Facebook, search it. We are the first ones. And yes, we try to upload as much educational stuff as we can so that our patients and the people who do follow our page and say they came in and they forgot to ask us a question and then we upload something onto the Facebook, they're like, oh, it's right there. I had a question about that, you know?
And it's just,
so we always try to upload educational stuff as well as some comedic stuff because we like a joke here.
Yeah, I'm seeing that too. I'm looking at some of this. It is packed, packed, packed. Buy Low Dentistry on the Facebook page. And I love here you have refer a friend and earn a reward. What's that about?
Oh, yeah. So this is great, especially for the patients that don't have any insurance. So we have refer a friend, earn a reward. And that is for every patient. So say you're my patient, right? Okay. You refer me a patient. I'm going to give you a $25 credit to your account.
Wow.
So you can pay for, I don't know, your part of your cleaning or part of your filling or your whitening, whatever. So you can just accumulate that. You refer someone, you get 25. You refer another person, you get another 25. You refer four people, that's $100 you're paying for your filling.
And before the commercial break, I was going to get, we both Father Matters and Buy Low Dentistry. We work with low-income families. People just don't have it. And it's just the fact that some of us have the money and some of us have insurance. We just choose not to do it. Oh, we're too busy. Mm-hmm. But then there's people those families that's like, it's either this or it's either that. It's either that or it's either this. And we know that. Mm-hmm. That's why we want you to call Buy Low Dentistry at 602-253-3459. And even if they can't help, even if you can't help, you can refer them to other people or things. I mean, because you're not a free clinic, so don't call and ask for Cassandra because I heard you on the radio show and my kids need their teeth cleaned and I don't have no money. I'm sure it does not work like that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just give her a call.
We
so
just
they can
help.
Yeah, just see what they can do. And again, you take access. What are some of the other care?
Oh, yeah, especially, you know, for those out there that have access, like a lot of people have it and don't take advantage of it.
They don't realize what they can get.
Yeah, yeah. They don't realize, oh, my gosh, I have all my dental covered. I should get everything done that I need to before it expires because access doesn't cover dental for anybody over 21.
Oh.
So if you're under 21, access covers. So if you're 21 and under. So, yeah, you
but
should
see,
get in
we
try
do,
to get as much done
we
as possible.
We do access enrollment at our office. Mm-hmm. The staff at Father Matters will start stressing. If your children are 21 and under, which we know that they are, you need to go to Buy Low Dentistry before they turn 21 to get this stuff taken care of. Because it's easier to do dirty teeth after 21 than work on affected teeth after 21.
Yeah. Well, I mean, affected teeth are affected teeth. If a case is difficult, a case is difficult. That's it.
Okay.
But I do believe that the sooner you get in and the sooner you start taking care of yourself, the sooner you will feel better and you will be happier about your smile and you'll be happier about your children's hygiene and you're going to know, oh my gosh, okay, my children's teeth are beautiful. They're starting to come in great. They're clean. He doesn't have any cavities. You don't have to worry about one falling out here, one falling out there, nothing like that.
And the parents right now, as adults, we can go get a new toothbrush today, get some dental floss today, mm-hmm. get some toothpaste today, and let our children see us floss. Let's start there.
Oh, yeah. I have a two-year-old, and she flosses every night.
See?
She has I go to the dollar store, and I get these little toothpicks. They're not actual toothpicks. They're like floss picks.
Okay.
So, yeah, they have little floss in them, and she every night she grabs the floss and she flosses and she loves it. And I made it a game, so she just enjoys flossing and her teeth are all clean.
Cassandra, thank you for joining us on the Father Matters Show.
No, thank you, Vance, for having
me. One more time, what is your phone number?
602-253-3459.
And go to the Buy Low Dentistry on the Facebook page. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions and comments at info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.